So.
Bush nettle. That's why they quit putting them in with an axe. They went put nailing them in just like this. Tramped it. They smoothed it down with one of these young hoogals, just like I was showing you about that scrape vine. The name of it was a hoogal. You take that hoogal and
a hoogal.
Yeah.
Why do they call it that?
Well, that's what it is. You take that hoogal and you smoothen it down on each side.
Uh-huh.
Just like this, all the way around. I mean, not all the way around.
Right,
on this side
and
on that
smooth.
Side.
Right.
And you do it down here so you can hang your cup. Your cup got to have somewhere to hang. And it's got to be smooth. And you slip that tin on in there. And when a bad wind comes, well, that axe will go that deep in there. For the tin to go in. If it don't, that man will come on and shake it like that.
And
when he
come
on and shake it, he'll pull out, he'll call you back.
So
and he got some nails called Tompkins nails. I never told you about them.
Tompkins.
They got
nails.
Some nails called Tompkins nails. Got an eye on them. It's like that. Hooks over here and you nail them down there to hold them and to keep the dipper. When he come there to take his iron in there to clean that gut out, he mash down on it. If it ain't in there good, he'll come out. Slip out.
And so you but have
that
to Tompkins, really...
That Tompkins nail, you put your Tompkins nail in right in the center of him. That Tompkins nail got it. One on the, but now you don't need no Tompkins nail. You got
you just
one,
put
two,
regular
three,
nails in.
Yeah. But not even really.
But in the real old days, though, they just put it in with the axe.
With the axe. And a Tompkins
put the gutter
nail.
In and the Tompkins nail.
Tompkins nail.
Do they make Tompkins nails anymore?
Sure, you can buy them.
Really?
They got a head on it like a railroad spike.
Oh, wow.
But the small, you know what I mean. It's a nail.
Uh-huh.
But it has a head just beside it like a railroad spike. Hugging them flangs on them railroad track where they are, you know, that sitting in the plates.
Uh-huh.
Well, it looks the same thing.
And that would just hook over the bottom side of the gutter.
That's right.
Hold it in there.
That's right.
But you had to know what you were doing, I imagine, since you
know if
just
you
had...
If you didn't, you wouldn't get nowhere. The man would be all the time calling you back. Well, you get hot and mad about it. You want to go and make you some money. And the best thing to do is do it right.
Is there any reason why you put them about, like your faces are about waist high? Could you put them down further?
Sure, I could have put them down here.
Uh-huh.
I could have put them down here where this cup was drug right along there.
Right along the ground.
Yeah, they call that a virgin box. Once near you put them down low. I'd have had it down there like that, but you know why I didn't do it?
Why?
Because I can't do too, I can't stoop too much. I was operating on that.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah.
I can't stoop too much.
Well, actually, it's better this way for what we're doing because people, if they want to come look at it, it's much easier just to come up here
that's
and
right.
they can look at it right
that's
here.
Right.
But if like somebody was really doing it like a whole crop of trees, would they usually put it up here or down
there?
No,
they'd put them down there.
Right down at the bottom.
So I did this because, you see, we really don't have what it take to work them.
No.
And that's why I put them up
we're
here.
We're not doing it to
I
work
was
them.
Thinking on something else, the reason I put them up here. I wasn't thinking on using that for the news. I was thinking on getting a puller. That's why I put them up beside.
Right.
I was thinking on getting a puller, and I'm going to wind up getting a puller. They don't attack that thing. They kind of thing.
What have they got?
Nothing.
They don't have tools. Yeah.
Now I'm okay and show you what we got as soon as we get over
okay.
here.
Okay. Well, are you going to get a box and then you said you were going to...
It's over here.
Okay. You've got one already then.
Already got one. Got to be welded.
And
wait, let's see about this cup over here. This is the one here with about mine not full, wasn't it? I don't see how near it is.
Okay.
Did we look at it this time?
No, I don't think we looked at this one. I think we're over here. And we looked at that one over there. That one's,
yeah, see
that
how close
one's
it
really
is?
Full.
Yes, it's
this
I'm going to change it before I leave here this weekend.
Tire on
yeah, now that
there.
There, you know what it'll do? It'll run together. Now, it'll get together and make a ball. And it'll sink. And when it sink, when it get enough and then sink, the water come up to the top every time. You ain't got to worry about it.
So
if it ain't raining. Now, if it's raining this here, it'll run it over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If hard rain, it'll run it over and run that out. But that in the bottom, it won't run that out.
Yeah, because that's
but
already
there. This here up there,
uh-huh.
at the top there, it'll run every bit of that away from there. But that'll be there some you lost.
Huh.
But I want to show you the scrape iron, dip bucket, and the dip iron.
Where did you get those tools? Or were they your tools?
Some of them, I think it was Miss Thurvis. You know, her mother got a big, her mother had such of that going on after she lost her father.
Her mother was running a turpentine operation?
She had it out there. She had a fella out there doing the same thing I'm doing to these trees here every week.
Huh.
She was gone.
Is she still alive?
Yeah. She come out here to see me. You know, she was told that I was out here.
Uh-huh.
She come out here to see me.
That's great.
Good, nice, chatty. Brand new
chatty. Wow. When you're talking about... Hi there, George.
George, let me see what she's talking about. Now, are your lights on, ain't they? Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Come here and look.
Oh, just reflection?
You're alive, dog.
When you're talking about,
Don't that not look at them?
They do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look like they own.
I
swear. And you're talking about the ramp.
Oh, yeah. We were intending to build that ramp right in. See this big tree? Right, what we just got through looking at?
Yeah.
We were figuring on building. It's a road right here. Come right back here again, let me show
okay.
you.
Okay.
There was a road here that I had suggested this. Now, I don't know if they even pictured the way they want to, but I was talking about the convenience for the peoples.
Okay.
Coming down through here.
Uh-huh.
To see this stuff.
Okay, how would we build the ramp now? The best
see
way.
See the road here?
Okay, there's a road coming in.
With the wagon. There to stop. Let them get out and interview stuff. Go right on around that circle right up there. See y'all?
Uh-huh.
Clean it up. They come right on back along that way and come right on back along here and go right on back out there if they want to.
And where would you put the ramp with the...
Ramp?
Now the ramp is to load the barrels onto a wagon?
Right here.
Right here in the middle?
Right here where that ramp
okay.
should be. You know why I say that? You have that ramp facing that tree. All right, he come in here with his truck or either coming this way with his truck. See that same road?
Mm-hmm.
By that stump there, they going out that way, cut it right back that way, and back right up to the ramp. I said that's the way to look like. He back right up to his ramp. Well, okay. If you want to make a bunch ground, just like if you go bunch your dip instead of putting it on the ramp.
What's a bunch ground?
That's where you stash all your barrels. Empty barrels and full barrels if your ramp is full.
Oh, okay.
All right, you put your barrels all out here. You got you some skid poles cut. You have your skid poles up on your ramp this way.
Okay, going up your ramp.
Going to just like if you're gonna roll some dip up on your ramp.
Okay.
You got your head. Your head is laying down side the barrel. You take your head, put it on the barrel. You ratchet round and tighten it. That's to show the people how you load it. You take it. It's got a handle on each end.
Uh-huh.
You take it. You throw it. You rock until you throw it down. That's when it's full. Cut it down like this. You carry it onto your truck. Whip it around like that. Right down the truck, you take it by there and roll, whoop it on up in there like that, and you load it. I used to drive haul dip with 36 barrels to the load, and I used to roll up 36 of them barrels, little as I was then by myself. I did it for 7 years.
Wow. Sure now, did. You were talking about the head. What's the head?
I'll show it to you.
Okay. Here. Well, that's... Now, when you get your barrels of tar, you get them up onto the wagon and they would take them to the still?
Sure. They'd take them to the ramp. Okay. To the still ramp.
Now, okay.
This ramp is a ramp what we have in the woods.
To load
where
them.
Where all of the close crops,
uh-huh.
near to this big crop, probably they dip it twice in what, 60 barrels. All these other little crops, 5,000, 3,500, and all that is in a mile. Mile and a half, 2 miles of there, they bum cart that right onto this ramp. Mm-hmm. And if the ramp is full, they have a bunch of ground.
Okay.
Your name is on yourn.
Okay.
My name is on my bales.
You crop just put number. Them on with chalk or something?
Yeah. No, you have a ticket. You have a ticket.
Okay.
And you write this ticket and you got a little a tack.
Mm-hmm.
You tacked it onto the bale, but you done wrote it.
Okay.
There. You write it on there what crop it come out of. Harry Cooper's crop. Crop number so-and-so, so crop number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They know who to give it credit to, see, when they go to the office. But the distiller, he turns that in. He comes around with him a pad. And he'll look at all the barrels, and he'll see where it come from. That's in order if he finds some broke cups in the bottom of the barrel, he know who to charge it to. The dippers broke some cups, and I guess it ought to have been 4 or 5 cups. Well, he'll look at the bottoms. They ain't going by the other stuff. The bottoms would count. Uh-huh. See, that's the that was the cup. The bottom was the cup. If it's 18 bottoms in there, they know there was 18 cups was broke.
Uh-huh.
Sometime a cup, when you go to dip it, it'll break.
Right.
And fall in your
So bucket. You'd have to pay for the cups?
No.
No. Okay. I didn't think so.
You don't pay for nothing. They just want to know why they broke. You got to tell why you broke them.
Uh-huh.
And them, you know, them things is high, them cups is.
They're expensive?
Good gracious, them cups is high.
No, they're just like clay pots, right? They're made out of just clay, right?
I'm talking about some of the very best clay, too.
Oh, I see.
You got to have a pretty good hard something other to break one of them cups if it ain't already cracked. You can drop one down there and or from way up here and it won't break. You know what
really?
I mean?
If one of those cups
won't break? One of those cups. You can drop it from way up here down there. If it ain't a root or something hard for it to fall on, just on this ordinary ground, it ain't gonna break it. We have sold them to boys. Hey, throw me a cup. Toss it to them. Let it roll right on out the way.
Really?
Won't break unless it's already cracked.
Uh-huh.
If it's already cracked and hit the ground, you hear it because it'll make a funny noise, you know. But hardly they break. I tell you what, it's more like drain tile. Did you see this old drain tile, what to make drain fields?
Yeah.
With? It's mostly that's made out of the same thing.
Same kind of stuff.
Same kind of stuff.
Huh. Where do you get the cups?
Well,
where would you?
It's a place up in Georgia they call, is it Rome? It's a place in Georgia. Oh. I believe it's, I forgot what part of Georgia, but I'm quite sure. I believe it's Rome, Georgia, where them cups is made at. Because it's made the same place where these tiles, mm-hmm. I mean, where the drain tile is come from. And I think, what that place name? Rome, Georgia?
Dublin.
It's one of them places up there where them things are made. Now, see here? Wait, let me go back in there.
All right.
See this? This is a, you look at this?
Have no idea. What is it?
What? Ma'am?
What is it?
How you spell majorettes?
Majorettes? MAJORETTES.
Really?
Ah. What in the world? Oh, now this
see
is
that?
Your, okay, this is what you're splitting the
that's
trees.
That's the hack.
That's the hack.
But now this ain't fixed exactly like it should be, but you can chip with it.
What's different about it?
Well, there's a lot of things different about it. See here?
This is made out of steel or?
Yeah, now it don't supposed to have that on. It's supposed to have oak. Is it hanging up again? Yeah, you see him? You can make it.
Okay, it should
I
have
started
a.
Started making one out of this.
A wooden handle.
That's what you're supposed to do. You see in here. You take your bracing bit.
Uh huh.
And you bore you some holes all along. But you take this here on a pencil and you lay it on there just like this. I'm talking about this part here.
Okay.
And it has a heel on it, on a hem. All right. Well, you lay it on that and you mark that pencil down as far as you want to cut it. To that heel and in him. And you take your bracing bit and you bore holes all the way in here. And one of these holes, you bore it further than you do the other. That's for this heel to go in.
Okay.
All right, well, you take that chisel and you cut it out. You start to cut in here sloping, you know, at the front here, where this going to
right.
go down. You cut in there sloping. Because this is going to go down and in that, in this hem.
Okay.
And it'll have two rings on there, one here, a small one and a large one.
To hold
this,
it?
To hold this tight in there when you're chipping. And you take this in and you take your saw and you saw it round all the way around. And you take your same chisel I was talking about, and you cut that out. Cut it out. You cut it out. And then you go to it and smooth it with your drawing knife. You smoothen it round
and
all the way
around.
No, no, that's for a hack ball to go in there. They got a 5-pound weight, they call it, but it's a ball of steel. Go in there and you wedge it. You put your wedge in it.
That's to make it just heavy enough?
Heavy enough so when you go chip that tree and you hit that tree like that, it's sliding right on through there.
Right. Okay, so for the tape, now this, what you were just talking about is making your handle for the hack here, and the hack is shaped kind of in a U shape.
And this, no, it, you just let, you mark, see you measure it, by this here, come right here, I'll show you better.
Okay.
See this here, this is the one I'll tell you about with the bark hack. Now you see, this gives you idea, it's got a heel back here. This heel goes down that way on there. Just like this one. See this got, see the heel?
Right.
Well, that would have a heel, just like this.
Okay.
Well, you lay it up here just like that, and you get your pencil. And you go right down beside it like that, all the way to this heel. Go right on around that.
You'd measure how long your iron goes
right
down. Yeah.
And then you take your brace, your auger, and you bit you some holes all the way in there. As deep as you want this to go. If it ain't deep enough, you know, because you still always take this and put it in and measure it. Measure it. But you want this tight in there.
Right.
And you take this that chisel, and you cut it out. And just like I was telling you this now, you go down inside this deep hole was here, and you cut it angle, just like this is fit.
Just like it's fit.
And you cut it angle, just like that, all the way down here. And this heel gonna have another extra hole that goes down there for this heel to fit in. That heel fits in there like that to keep from pulling out, you know, every time you chip.
It would catch, when you chip, it would catch on the wood.
Yeah, right,
the inside.
Stay sturdy. And stay sturdy in there.
So you just inlay this right into the wood.
That's right. And you have some wedges, you know, to put on each side of this.
Wedge it in real tight.
Keep it tight.
And then you'd put two rings around the outside.
Two rings. The rings, you slip this in here, like in there like that. And the other way to go in, just this way, the way you see I got my hand here, you got your hammer, you're tapping it. And as you tap it, you ease your rings down. You tap it, you ease your rings down. All right? Well, you got a, what that thing name, what, a driver. Didn't you see the driver iron? No. Tim Tom still got a drive on where they tighten the valves with, tighten the hoops on the valves.
Oh,
all the
okay
way around. Tighten the hoops on the valves. Go around, bam, tighten the hoops on there. And then they glue the bottom of them. They had some stuff in there, put the glue. You hear them down there, that still goes, rim, rim,
rim. What would they glue?
They be rocking that valve back and forth. That glue be going up on each side where those cracks at. You turn around, turn it bottom up and do the same thing. All right, you got a bum hole. You take it, you lay it up on a little vat.
A bum hole?
It got a bum hole
okay
in it. He take that valve and turn it over that bum hole, and every bit of that stuff will run out in a vat and run right on back down to where he can reuse it again. And he'll put that stuff in another valve.
What is the
glue
stuff? Just
glue.
Plain old.
That glue is to put hold that 10 time in the spirit valves, you know, when the valve get full. I mean, whenever they are still.
What was the glue made out of? Do you know?
What's that?
What was the glue made out of? What did it look like?
Well,
it's clear.
Well, it kind of puts in the amount of some. Well, some of it is the color of. It's dark.
Oh.
Well, I don't see none of the color. And stinks. Oh, it's got a bad odor to it. You see this here jug here? It's a little darker than this. On this here.
Oh, so it's a dark brown color.
It's darker
color
than that. And,
thick? Or was it running?
Sure, it's thick, but it's just like, look at that nail, tacky. It's up in the bottom of my shoe. It's just like water, you know, when you put it in that valve. They pour it in that valve through they got a glue bucket with a mouth on it, just like a bib on a cap.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I leave my glass? I said no. It's got a bib on, you know, on that bucket, just like a bib on a cap here. And that stuff goes out that right into a big funnel, and he'll pour it about this deep in that barrel. And whenever he gets through with it, gluing
about
it, where
the
spirit's gonna come out. That's right. When he gets through gluing them valves with it, It won't be this much come out the valve, because you see it be all up on each side of the valve, at the top of the bottom where that special valve won't leak. Sometimes them valves be leaking. When they load them in them, you used to load them on in boxcars.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they be leaking, you got to contentiously, you know, check them. And it be leaking, you'd have to unload every one of them valves to get to that valve that's leaking. And cat and empty it, and re-glue another one and, you know, put it in there. We have had to do that more times than one. Let me tell you something.
How big are the barrels?
Big as this one, or bigger.
It's about
55 to 60
waist high. How many gallons in there?
55 to 60. Now, the wooden barrels hold more than this one. This young one.
That's made out of
a pattern barrel. This barrel is.
A pattern barrel?
This is a pattern barrel. The wooden barrel is made wood just like this.
What's that made out of?
This.
Is
this is steel.
Steel.
That's a steel barrel. And I hear here's another thing I was telling you about the head went on the ramp.
Oh, yeah.
See there?
That's a piece
now
of...
Now, watch it now. See them fangs on there?
Oh, okay, you got the little
you
hooks
see this?
On the bottom there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
See this here?
On the bottom of the top of the barrel.
That's right. Now, this had a leak.
It did have a leak?
Oh, it will leak.
Oh, because it's the wooden part
well,
is chipped off.
When you tighten it, see how wide this is?
Yeah.
This is an old head. And how come it leak? Then used to, would be in a hurry, unloosen it, bam, right on the ground. Throw it on the ground. And when they throw it on the ground, you see
it
that thing broke off?
Yeah.
It hit a root from time to time, it'll break off. And then another thing, he turned it bottom up like this, and it got a little trough on the wagon. It turns it up like this, it fits on the wagon, this is the body him. It fits on there like this, him. And all the gum that be on it will go in that trough, and a little bucket on the back of the wagon back there catching it. It never
so you don't
nothing.
Waste anything.
Then, no, it never did lose nothing. It's got a little trough on the barrel like this, and gutters on the house. And he has six of these on each side. He has six on this side, six on this side. And now he didn't have them six, the load them six, he had them so if the wagon come up, the truck come up and needed an extra head, he'd get one off the wagon or two off the wagon. Then he had to go back to the still, so he wanted to haul all the full barrels he could get.
Were the wooden barrels, was the top made like just like this, where it would
all
have a metal top with a metal hook so that you turn the barrel and it hooks it right in there and locks it?
Yes,
right?
See, now he locks him down. See there?
Yeah.
Watch that. See how that slid? See that hole?
Oh, that's going to leak, yeah. So you'd
well,
have
leak.
You'd have to make a new head for that. Right?
That's right. And it swell up to the side. That's why they got this piece in there. See that piece right there? It ain't high enough. See how this young escaped over the top of it when it hit that?
Mm-hmm.
You see that what I'm talking about? Yeah? That piece ought to have been about that thick. So when you turn it, it's in here, a guide it straight and level.
Okay. That's your guide.
But now that's just a souvenir now. Them other valves with a head on got this hand coming way out on there. You got to be particular.
Okay, the handle on top comes out so that you can
turn
just go
it.
Along and turn it real fast
well, you
and
can't
roll
it
on
you,
up.
You couldn't handle it if it didn't have this
yeah.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're lifting it up and down, and them heads really is thicker than this one.
Right. What, how many gallons would that hold?
This is about a 55-gallon barrel, ain't it? This holds is from a 55 to 60 gallon drum. What they push that tar in.
One man could handle that?
Oh, sure. Sure. You could not run him off.
You run it up the skid poles?
I
onto
load
the
main one.
Okay.
You know what I used to do? Show it out. I used to load them with one hand. The man would have us all down to the ramp, seeing who was the best man he had on the job. And the one what was the best man, he loaded this up there with one hand. And listen, if you wasn't a good one, when you got it up about waist high to you, him, I say about this high, it'll run over you. Because the first thing you're going to do, when it starts going back, the first thing you're going to do, you're going to grab the skid pole with this arm, and it's going to run right on over you.
Ah! That happened? Did that happen a lot?
Oh, God. I'll tell you another thing we used to do. You see this? The steel back here that Mr. Miller had when he went up there, I picked up four rolls of them, and they weighed 100 pounds of the roll.
Four rolls of what?
Four rolls of this steel.
Steel.
The steel, the same thing I tell you about that you make these bands out of the glowing hemp.
Okay.
And you make, other ways you put the hoops on these valves.
Like big steel coil,
that's right.
Steel wire.
That's right. But his hoops is about this wide.
You
take
it and
put it on the
hammer
back on it like they got.
Hmm?
And you got a great big hammer just about as heavy as this old big red hammer back there. He take that hammer and hit it, bam, bam, and take it, do it that way it's broke. He hit it four or five legs, do it that way it's broke, and it broke right off where he wanted. He take it there, he fold it on like that and hold it on his arm. He got a rivet. He got some compound grease. Always keeps it piled up there if you come to the copper shed. Because where he tightened those valves with that big wheel, he got to keep some on that cable
grease
all the time to keep it sweet or slip. And that wheel is that high, and it's got got
about
some little,
10 feet high.
Oh yeah, height. It's got them thing on it. It got another piece. He got a piece of wood, where's a stave that he has, and it got a real substantial place up there like that piece there. And when he bring that thing down, if that bell is a bell that's sure enough tough, you know, for that thing to draw tight together where it can see no cracks, he had to keep doing that with all of his weight. And every time he got that thing up there like that, he take this thing there, and it's on a piece of rubber. And he take that thing and put it on that, on that thing like that. And it catches just like you see my hand is there. And he can go and buy his business. Make his hooks, he put his fleshing on there. Now, if them hooks ain't made good, when he released this thing in, pow! That thing will knock your brains if you ain't got it fixed right on there. But he have to hold it on until he get it two hooks. He put one at the bottom, and he first put the top one on. And then the next time, he make a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on here, and he drives on out. If it goes too far, he'll make the third one and put on there until he get it tight to where when he glued them bad. Now, he puts clay on them.
Clay on the outside or the inside?
That's a scrape. It's like I'll tell you about the scrape.
Okay.
You put the scrape in, in them old rough heads. You see these old rough staves? He put clay on them.
Hmm.
But there are other ones that hold the spirits.
Harry, you've got a scrape around here someplace.
You put that on there. But now that mana is an imitation.
Well, imitation?
Well, that's an imitation. I'd hate to show that to somebody. Some of them fellows know about old scrape iron. They see that and they say, this young old dummy,
what's,
you got him.
What's different about it?
Well, you see, it's wild.
What happened to the
Cooper hand? Oh, yeah, I was sure that there is old him.
Wait, where was the Cooper shop?
The Cooper shop, the steel is in yonder, just like in the wood shop in there. Well, the Cooper shop is separate from everywhere. Now, this is the Cooper shop, and you cut off from that. And it's got a place with a skids, some little old skid pool like a railroad track, where every time you make 8 or 10 bales,
mm-hmm.
you put them on here and roll them down there. You put them on here, turn them loose, they roll right on down into the vat. The vat is where they take the rolls them out to put in the bales. And every one of them will roll down there, and you let them stay there until the deckhand go down and take them and roll them in there, and he rolls them out. You put them in a row, all up and down. Well, here's the vat. This is the vat. He rolled them out all the way along here.
Mm-hmm.
But he dipped this vat. He got an apron.
An
apron made out of tin.
Uh-huh.
That he puts on the mouth of them bales.
Uh-huh.
And it runs right back down into the trough. Goes back in there every time that stuff wastes. It goes right on back in the vat.
So you don't waste anything.
He got a great big dip about this big around. And long handle on it. And he just dipping that stuff, putting it into the bale be about this full.
How many inches wide is the paddle? That is about a foot wide?
You mean the apron?
The paddle that he's dipping with.
Oh, no, that thing made like a 14-quart bucket.
Oh, wow.
It's got a handle on it.
Uh-huh.
It's made like that, like a 14-quart, a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And he dips with it, but it's thick, it has to be. It's a big rim run. That thing, that stuff would eat that thing up. And it'd be shining like glass, like gold. He dip it until he full it up. Then when he full it up, now he taking a risk, letting it down, and he cut it back over there. But he's leaning up on something like this. He's got a lean, he's leaning in something like a saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Just in order to fit the bell, like you'd be laying back on somebody like that. Well, that's just the way that valve be like this, and they got a place down here to keep it from tipping over. And all right, and it's lean like that, it gets much as he want in it, he lets it down, and he take it, he cut it easy. And sometimes when he let it down, that stuff shoot way up like that. He be done jump back out the way. And there's a heap about that 10 times still, though. So now here's the paddle. Oh, here it is. You know what this
That's
is?
That's your paddle?
You know what this is?
No.
That goes over the cups to keep the trash out the cups. You put it over the cups just like that. And this goes in the cup.
Oh, I see.
To keep it from falling down. And this covers the gutters, the thing you saw I showed you.
Right.
And every time when you chip, see all this little trash on here?
Yeah.
You flip it off when you get ready to go. You know, soon you get through chipping, you flip the chips off.
So you use that every time you go out
every
and make
time.
A strike? Right.
Every time. That's what you see,
did you make that?
Sure. That's what,
is that, that's what they look like, though. You just made
them
handmade.
Well, I just...
You made it out of a coat hanger and a piece of sheet or something.
That's right, but you're supposed to get them and sew them on there.